It's always tempting when you have an Old Testament scripture like the Ezekiel one to just stop there. You know, there's so much stuff in there to think about and to work with. But we are going on with the series, the I Am's, in the Gospel of John. And today it's from John 15. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." May God add a blessing to the reading and understanding of this holy word. Amen. So there it is. Picture this vine is Jesus. Branches. So what is it like to be a branch? What's the purpose of being a branch? Why is it good to be a branch? How do we be a branch? Well, we only have 10 minutes, so I can't do all that. But we'll take a shot at it. We need to be connected to Jesus. We need to be connected to Jesus because that's the way the branch gets its nourishment, gets its life, is to be connected to the stem, to the main plant. I don't know about you, but I'll go back to the time before I was doing this, when I was doing that. If I didn't get around to tap into the vine every few weeks, at least every couple of weeks, I started to feel depleted. I started to forget, lose some of the oomph, forget some of the why I was supposed to be doing things that I was doing. As a matter of fact, I think that it's a rare gift to be able to keep doing all the stuff that Jesus would want us to do without hooking into the vine at least time and again. We get tired. So many projects. I'm sure you've seen them around here. You know, there's a champion. Sorry, to your word. There's a champion for some new program. And a lot of enthusiasm, and you get it going. And then over time, you know, the champion gets tired and moves on, and things go down. The one church I served, that had happened with Stephen Ministry. Are you familiar with Stephen Ministry? It's a lay ministry program where lay people take 50 hours of training to be able to provide, you know, first-level care to folks who are hurting. And it had been a big thing, like 8 years before I got there. And it was still a big thing 7 years before, and six. And then in the fifth, it started to falter off. The original, one of the original people moved to what, you know, and some of the other people kind of went, huh. And in New England, it's hard to get people to take, accept care. Okay, the rest of the country, it's no problem. But in New England, so we had these Stephen ministers that had nothing to do. And of course, what happened to their enthusiasm and commitment? It waned. Because they felt like they were useless. And by the time I got there, there was like almost no Stephen ministry program except in name only. And so we tried to revive it, but we couldn't find that champion to get it to bring it back up again. We went through all the motions, but you have to be tied into the vine. The program, the people have to remain hooked up to the one who calls us to do these things. So the branch gets nourishment and sustenance from the vine. Part of the reason we do the table in our community. You have to bear fruit. Now, at first I was nervous because it says every branch that doesn't bear fruit, he removes, and it gets, and then it says, if you bear fruit, you get pruned. So I guess pruned is better than removed. But there is a change that happens in us over time. We learn more about what it is we're being a branch means, in whatever way we've chosen to express that. Jesus talks about abiding. And that abiding is to keep that connection, is to keep that connection going. And the fruit, that comes down later. Keep the commandments. Keeping the commandments is the fruit that we're supposed to bear. And that fruit is not only for ourselves and for, you know, those who see us, but it's also for those who see what we do. I think it's particularly important for a church to, you know, when we're doing the home front or the missionary, you know, program, is to let the world know what we're doing. You know, I mean, not to be in your face about it, like, hey, you know what I did, you know, the other day, but just to say, or and especially if someone asks you and says, well, why did you do that? You say, I did it because of my faith. Or did it because I feel that Jesus called me to do that. So if we bear fruit, then we are being very branch-like, and we will abide, and Jesus will abide in us. Now it's important, I think, for us to know that this text, as well as a lot of Jesus' texts, were spoken to his followers. Okay. So he's talking to people who he would logically expect to be part of this fruit and fruiting and this vine structure. I don't think that we can extrapolate from that to say that other people who don't tie into Jesus don't do good things. I mean, we all know that. You know, we all know people who have no tie to the church, this church or any church, and who do wonderful things for people, who do in fact keep God's commandments about loving each other and loving their neighbors. So we don't get to judge that. And I also might be bold to suggest, although the last time I suggested something like this from the pulpit, people get a little angry with me, some did. There may be other vines. There may be other vines that people find ways to serve God. And so we need not be too exclusionary. Yeah, we can't be too parochial about it. You know, in other words, we got to understand that people serve others for reasons other than being tied into Jesus. Ultimately, though, the reason that we do this is to glorify God. Is to glorify God and to become Jesus' disciples. A disciple is a follower, one who learns from. And remember that the disciples, the original disciples, were turned into apostles. Apostles, learners, turned into ones who were sent. Who were sent out to talk to others, to show others, to teach others. And so we need to be willing at some point in time to make that transition ourselves. To make that transition ourselves. The part about branches being thrown into the fire, that's one the preacher kind of wishes it wasn't in there, you know, because we know that our God is a God who gives us another chance. And another chance, and another chance. So I rather picture God, you know, sweeping up those branches that have been lopped or have been pruned, and maybe planting them next to it until they get enough of us so they can be grafted back into the mold. Because God never gives up on us. God never gives up on us. So when we're thinking about the vine is there forever. Sort of like a poison ivy vine. Yeah, you just, even when it's got no branches, it's there. and you can count on it. Well, that's, I guess, comparing Jesus to poison ivy, that's a little pushy. But it's not the poison ivy partness of it. It's the staying power. And so whenever we want to hook back in, whenever we need to be reminded of our task as a branch, whenever we need to be reborn in our being a branch, we know that the vine is still there. And we know that the God who loves us and forgives us will welcome us back. And perhaps we'll see new ways to be a branch after our time away. So may God bless us all with connection to the branches and with bearing much fruit, keeping God's commandments and abiding in his love. Amen.